You know, if you've had a pet die, and sorry, it's a weird conversation, but if you've had if you've had a pet die, you know it's incredibly painful. It's it hurts your heart, all that stuff.
We lost two dogs when the kids were really little.
Yeah, I mean, especially if they've been a part of the family for a while, or even if it's been if it's a sudden you know thing that happens. It can be very painful, but I'll tell you, when a pet goes missing, it's a weirder feeling because it's been a week now since our cat Fred got out, and he's an indoor cat, orange tabby, in the kind of the St. Matthews Linden area. But it was like a Tuesday night last week that he got out, and someone saw him he got stuck in a fence because he's so rotund, and the person who helped him out didn't know it was our cat, thought he was a pregnant female cat.
Oh my gosh, poor guy, are you kidding?
To ask to add to the embarrassment of the poor cat.
Oh no.
Little Fred scampered off over to a house, that was that we've looked at, and around that area a thousand different places and a thousand different times over the past week. But it's been a week, and it's a weird feeling because it's like you are still kind of holding out hope that he's still kind of, maybe he's been taken in by another family, maybe he's finding food somewhere else, he's just found a little spot that he's burrowed into and he thinks is safe.
Like your caption that maybe he's off filming another Homeward Bound movie.
Yeah, maybe he's going to come back with a golden retriever, a duck, and another cat. Yeah, who knows?
Stories to tell.
But like, and then in this whole ordeal with, my missing cat, Fred, I've had people reach out that are like, hey, with tips, and I appreciate that. And they've also, there was one, and man, it was, they snapped a photo of this cat. It was an orange tabby, and it looked like it was like a mirror image of the markings of Fred. And we're like, maybe it's just a reversed photo. We're like, oh my gosh. And so my wife and my daughters kind of went there and searched him out, this cat. And this cat was probably about 3 miles away. And we're like, man, that's a far way to go.
Yeah.
But maybe, maybe he crossed Shelbyville Road and he's like, maybe he's down there. And so, but when we got there, we're like, no, it's definitely not Fred. So it's, there have been a lot
it's
of people.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah,
emotion,
it is. Yeah. It's a roller coaster emotion. There have been a lot of people who've reached out. They're like, hey, here are some tips. And, I've had a cat that, stayed away for 10 days and then showed up. I've had a cat that stayed away for a month and then just turned back up. So it's one of those things where it's like there's pain, because of your cat who's been a member of the family for 8 years, who, he's no longer around, and we're just kind of like saying his name, and we see pictures of him and all that stuff. And it's painful, but then it's not like the same sort of pain that you get when you lose a pet, because it passed away. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like, what happened. You don't know what's happening here.
Right. Don't know. And
that's
and
an unsettling feeling.
Like, we don't even know where to look at this point.
Yeah.
And so it's not even a thing where, okay, well, we know he could be over here, so we're just going to concentrate our efforts there. No, it's been a week now.
Yeah.
Like he could be anywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just, man,
that's tough.
It is. It's a tough situation. And, we've had cats that have gotten out before, and usually they're out for a day, maybe a day and a half, and that's it.
And they find their way back home.
Yeah, exactly. But this has been a unique situation that, we're kind of dealing with. I don't know. I think it's hitting me and my wife a little bit harder than it's hitting my daughters, which is weird because,
Your daughters are, back home now?
Well, no, I've got two that they've moved out. They're, Isabel and Sophia, they've moved into a house.
So he's not as part of
their
daily
lives,
life.
Right, their daily life.
As he once was.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just been kind of a thing with my wife and I, and we're just like, we literally don't know where to look at this point. So anyways, it's one of those weird things where I was thinking about it the other day. Like, this is a different type of, I guess, pain.
Pain, yeah. Yeah, it's a different kind of pain.
Yeah, because
it's a helpless feeling because there's hope.
Yeah, right.
You're hoping that he's out there just having an adventure.
Right, exactly.
He's going to find his way home and then all's going to be well again.
And we keep saying when he gets home, he's going to be in big trouble.
Oh, for sure.
He is going to be in big trouble.
He's going to get he's probably, talking to.
Yes, he's probably would have lost some weight too, so we're going to have to sit there. We're going to have to fatten him up again.
No, wait, that might be a little blessing.
No.
It might be a little blessing so he doesn't get stuck in fences anymore.
He's grown into his rotund shape. So anyway, okay. Anyways, I just wanted to kind of give you an update. I know a lot of people reached out, so I appreciate that. And we're continuing, you know, the search and stuff like that. So, all right, coming up. Oh, by the way, if you want to see a picture of
Fat Fred.
Yeah. Hashtag find Fat Fred.
Yeah.
My Facebook page at Ben Davis or his Instagram page. You can kind of see his thing there.
Well, that's right. He has his own Instagram page.
Right. Yeah. Freddie the Fatty Caddy.
Is he updating
it? No, he's not updating it. So I know.
Could have provided clues.
Yeah, he doesn't have. And he is chipped, by the way. He is chipped. So,
okay,
yeah,
well, good. Hopefully, someone, if they come across him, will go take him and check the chip.
Yeah, yeah.